We mentioned that the Gemara in Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis quotes a brisa which lists the different types of heksher that one has to perform on a kli that became aser. The type of heksher that is needed depends on how the kli became aser. If the kli absorbed the iser in boiling liquids, then it needs hagala, and if it absorbed the iser in the fire, so then it needs libun. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, quotes a stira about this issue of Liban. Is it really true that if the Yisr was Nivla Yidei Ha'or, it requires Liban? Seems like there's a stira between a Mishnah that's talking about Chulin and a Mishnah in Kodshim. Let's see the Gemara together on Daf Ayin Vav. This is the fourth line. Rami Le Rav Amram Le Rav Sheshes. Tanan Hashpudin V'Ha'askala Malabnan Ba'ur. The Mishnah says that if you have a spit or a skillet, some kind of thing that you use Be'esh, it requires Liban in order to kasher it. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't have shpudim in the plural, but it's basically the same thing. So he asks, v'hatnan gabi kodshim, but the Mishnah says, l'gabi kodshim hashpud v'ha'askala magilim b'chamin. The Mishnah in Zvochim says that a shpud and an askala you can do hagolah for. So it's dachastira mamish. Is it true that something that's used in the fire needs dafka liban? From the Mishnah in kodshim, from the Mishnah in Zvochim, you get the impression that hagolah is sufficient. So Rav Sheshes answered, Amalei, Amram Bari, Ma'inin Kotchim Eitzel Giyulei Ovdi Kochavim. Hocha Hetera Bola, Hosa Misura Bola. Rav Sheshes responded, there's really no comparison between the two. We're setting forth on Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis in the Mishnah and the Braisa, we're setting forth the concepts of Hechsher for Chulin. But the Mishnah in Zvachim is talking about Kotchim. Kotchim is not the same as Chulin. In the case of Chulin, the example we have, the case that we're talking about is where there was Isser that was Nivla in the Kli. There was Isser that was absorbed into the Kli. If the Issa was absorbed into the Kli over a fire, so then it taka needs Libun. The Mishnah in Zvachim, which says that if something was Nivla into the Kli, if Kodshim were Nivla into the Kli, Al Yidei Ha'or, it only needs Hagola, that's talking about Kodshim, and Kodshim is different because that's Hetera Bola. Kodshim Amutter, you're going to eat the Kodshim, you're cooking up the Kodshim in order to eat. Some Kodshim are brought on the Mizbeah, some parts of the Behema, and some parts of the Behema can be eaten. So you're cooking up the kachem to eat it. It's not isura bala, it's hetera bala. Yes, it is true that at a certain point that belia could turn into noser, it could turn into iser, but when you're cooking it in the pot, it's hetera bala. Rav Sheshes says, if it's hetera bala, so then hagola is going to be sufficient even if it was nivla yidei ha'or. Even if the belia occurred over the fire, hagola is still going to be sufficient. Amar Rabba, so Rabba responded, sof sof ki kapolet isura kapolet. How does that solve the problem? What's the difference between Yisura Bola and Hetera Bola, Rabba asks. Tachlis, when the Bliya comes out, it's going to be Polet Isser. Meaning, if a Bliya, if something that's Nivlai De Ha'or is not going to leave the Kli completely without Liban, that's how we explain that we had two different ways of understanding what's special about that Bliya. Is it a more complex, a stronger Bliya, or maybe it's absorbed deeper into the Kli, it's more embedded in the Kli? But if you assume that a bli al yidei ha'esh is a stronger bli in some way or form, and that's why it's only going to leave through libun, it's only going to be fixed up through libun. So basically, if you do hagola, you're not going to take out the whole bli, and you're not going to burn it bimkomo, so it's still going to be coming out in successive times that you cook in the pot. So how can you tell me hetera bola solves the whole problem, and now hagola is sufficient? But the fact is, hagola is not going to be motzi the whole bli, and if it's not motzi the whole bli, then what's going to happen is, ultimately, when it becomes noser, isser is going to be coming out. So what have you accomplished? That's Rabba's kasha. Rav Sheshes thought that there's no stira because one Mishnah is talking about chulin, the other is talking about kachim. Kachim is hetera bola, and by hetera bola, even if it's nivla al yidei ha'or, hagol is sufficient. Rabba says, what does it matter if it's hetera bola? The fact is, hagol is not going to be motzi a bli al yidei ha'or completely. So if it doesn't take it out completely, then ultimately you're going to be polet iser into a tavshil that you're going to be cooking in the pot. So Elo Amar Rabba, Rabba suggests something different. My Hagola, Nami, Shtifu Marika. Rabba says, you know what Hagola means in that Mishnah? It doesn't mean the Heksha process. Inachanami, if it was Nivla Yidei Ha'or, it needs Libun. The Mishnah there is saying, in addition to the Heksha by Kodshim, you also need Mariku Shtif. There's a special mitzvah of Mariku Shtif and Kodshim. That's not a Heksha necessarily. Sometimes it could work as a Heksha. If it was Nivla B'chamin, so then since you only need Hagola, Mariku Shtif is enough. Marika is like Hagola. But if it was Nivla Yidei Ha'or, Marika is not going to be enough. Marika is not a Libun, so you need a Libun, Rabba will say, for the Heksher. But in addition to the Heksher, you need Mariku Shtifa, Alza Mitzvah by Kodshim. Alza Mitzvah by Kodshim. Abaye didn't like Rabbah's answer because he says Mariku Shtifa is Bitsonin Hagolas Bechamin. Abaye is a very interesting shita. This is actually Machlokas Tanoim and Zvachim, Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe holds Mariku Shtifa is not what we think. Mariku Bechamin Shtifa Bitsonin. Mariku is like Hagola, putting something into boiling water, and then Shtifa is rinsing it off with cold water. Abaye says, no, Mariku Shtifa, both of them are Bitsonin. It's like a double washing. Why do they call it two different names? That's not for now. So he says, obviously the Mishnah is not talking about Mariku Shtifa, it's talking about real Hagola, because Mariku Shtifa is Bitsonin. So why would you need Hagola? Apparently Hagola is the Heksher process, so you haven't answered anything. Again, Rav Sheisha said, you know what the answer to the Mishnah in Zvachim is? Heterabola is different. Hagola is enough for by Heterabola, even if it's Livla Deha'or, Hagola is enough when it comes to Heterabola. Rabbi says, no, it's a special din in Kachin. That in addition to the Liban that you need for the Heksher Hadavar, for the Heksher of the Bliya, you also need Mariku Shtifa. Abaye says, couldn't be, because Mariku Shtifa is Bitsoni. Elamar Abaye, Yagid Olav Reo. Yagid Olav Reo. His friend will tell about him. What does that mean? Tonahocha Liban, Vahu Adin Lahagola, Tonahosam Hagola, Vahu Adin Liliban. Meaning, there are two different Mishnayas. One Mishnah says that if it's Nivla Yideh Ha'or, you need Liban. The other one says Hagola. So basically, what they're telling us is that you need both. Abaye holds that if it's Nivla Yideh Ha'or, you need both Hagola and Liban. Rabbah had said no. You only need Liban, but by Kachim you need Mariku Shtifa because it's a special halacha. Abaye says, no, by every Nivla Yideha Or, whether it's Kachim, whether it's Chulin, you need both Liban and Hagola. So Rava is distressed about this. I'm just going through the basic Gemara so we have all of the givens, and then we can talk about this. So Rava disagrees. He says, Zama le Rava yachi lisninu l'kulu b'chada v'lisni chada b'idach achriti v'lema yagid olav reo. Rava says, yagid olav reo only makes sense if you have all of the halachas in one, and you have only one of the halachas in the other. So you can explain, in that case, the Mishnah, or the Braisa that has only one of the halachos, is not to be taken literally, but rather, Yagid Olav Reo, the one that has more halachos, will say that, that applies to the other Braisa which has fewer halachos. But here, there's one Braisa that has one halacha. The other Braisa says the other. One Braisa says Liban, the other one says Hagola. So how can you say Yagid Olav Reo that really you need both? That doesn't make much sense. So why do the Braisas not mention both anywhere? So Rava doesn't like it. So what does Rava say? Elo amar Rava, kodshim haynu tamayu kedir Rav Nachman amar Rabba baravua. Da amar kol yom v'yom nasagiyu lachavero. Rava has a new chiddush. A fourth pshat. Not hetera bala. And not mariku shtifa dafka by kodshim. Not libun and hagola both by kodshim and chulim. But rather, kodshim is special. He also says kodshim is special. But what does it mean kodshim is special? Kol yom v'yom nasagiyu lachavero. When you cook the kachim, after you use the kli to cook the first part of kachim, chatas, ashlamim, whatever you're cooking, you're going to use the pot again the next day to cook more kachim. So that bishul, not hagala, the bishul, hagala means you put the kli into boiling water, it's completely submerged in the boiling water. Rav Nachman says, no, the kol yom v'yom nasagil lachavera means the new bishul is going to be magil, so to speak, it's going to be motzi the blia from the walls of the pot. You use the pot to cook kachim once upon a time. Then the next day you'll use it to cook it again. So kol yom v'yom nasagil lachavero tells me that the new bishul is going to serve like a hagola. It's going to take out the bliya. So frek the gemara tenach shlomim the kevan delishna yamim mesachli mikamidin havi nosa kavigil. I can understand that the first thing that you cook was shlomim, and then the next day you're going to cook something else. Well, shlomim doesn't become nosa before 2 days. So it still didn't become noser. So great, you'll have your gil. The bishul will serve as a hagol and it'll be mashal kli. Helachatas kevin de liyom v'layla misachla ki mevashal ba ha'id nachatas havi noser. Ki yada mevashal ba lemachar o shlomim o chatas kapolet noser de chatas de ha'id na b'chatas o shlomim de lemachar. But let's say you cooked initially chatas. Chatas becomes noser after a night and a day. So you cooked it during the day and then the night passed. So you have your day and the night. Not a full day, but you have whatever part of the day remaining and the night, so it became noser. So now when you're going to cook in it the next day, you're not accomplishing anything. Your bishul is not going to serve as hagola because it's already iser. So how are you going to accomplish anything? So the Gemara says, Amri, lo tzricha d'chi mevashal b'chata, so idna hod mevashal b'chayidna shlomim d'chata, shlomim, hod mevashal b'chayidna shlomim. If you cook chatas today, you have to be mevashal shlomim today, not tomorrow. The chatas de lamacha rishlamim de esma b'hadi adadi kashalam zimnayu. Since the shlamim and the chatas will both finish their zman, if you cook chatas tomorrow with the shlamim of today, they both finish their zman at the same time. It's not going to be nosar. V'hadam avashal shlamim de lamacha. Okay, so this is a detail, but basically Rava says kol yom v'yom nasagil lachavero is the solution to the Mishnah in Kachim. Really, the halacha is if it's nivla yidei ha'esh, you need libun. But since when you're talking about kachim, you're going to cook other kachim in the pot, that bishul serves as a hagola, and that will be mashu the pot. So, ihachi frek the gemara hagola nami lo liboy. So, why does the Mishnah say that you need hagola? You don't need libun, but hagola is sufficient. Why do you need hagola? Kol yom v'yom nasagil lachavero is the hagola, it's in place of hagola. So, kasha, the gemara doesn't know an answer to that. Okay, so far, how many answers do we have? Either kachim is different because it's heter bala, or kachim is special because in addition to the hechsher, you also need mariku shtifa, or kachim isn't special at all. This is Rabba's answer, but rather both by chulin and kachim you need hagala and liban if it's nivla yidei ha'esh. Then you have Rabba's answer kol yom v'yom nasagiyo lachavero, and now we have two more. Rav Papa amar high karid high low karid. Rav Papa says the bliya of kachim is different. Again, Rav Papa says kachim is different, but how? He says the bliya of kachim is not as strong. It's not as thick, if you will. It's not as hard. That's the best way to translate it. It's not as hard. Why is it not as hard? Because you're using the kli to cook so much kachim. You're constantly using it. Chulin, you might not use the kli so much. You'll cook now, and then you'll wait a little bit, and you'll cook a little bit later. So because you're not constantly using the kli, the bliya becomes hardened. And once the bliya becomes hardened, so then if it's nivla yidei ha'esh, it can't be fixed. Either it can't be nisraf imkomo, or it can't be yotze, it can't be niflat without libun. But kachim, Rav Papa says, it's not a hard bliya, it's like soft. It's constantly soft because you're always using the kli. They're cooking so much kachim there. Right? So because it's softer, it's easier to come out. Rav Ashi amar la'olam kida amran. Rav Ashi comes back to the first answer Rav Sheshes had given. He says, no, the real answer is what we said in the beginning. Hacha etera bala, hacha yisur bala. The real answer is that there's a difference between etera bala and yisur bala. Ah, you the kakashala, the be'idna, the kapalit, yisura kapalit. But you asked, but when the issa comes out, when the belia comes out, it's going to be coming out issa. Why is it coming out issa? Because it already became nosir. You want to tell me that even if it's nivla yideh ha'esh, you can do hagala. But if the belia occurred through the fire, then hagola is not going to be motzi the belia completely. And if it's not motzi the belia completely, then when it turns nosar, when it comes out, issa is going to come out. You're going to be cooking in the pot, and issa is going to come out into the top shell. So the Gemara responds, Rav Ashi says, no, be'idna de kapolet lo isei le'isura be'enei. Since it's a teira bola, then when you will see the belia be niflad, when the belia is expelled, is extracted from the kli, lo ise le isur be'en, the isur is not going to be be'en. Because the isur is not going to be be'en, there's no problem. Rav Ashi goes back to Rav Sheshes' answer that really the chilik between the two Mishnayos is whether it's heter bol isur bala, but he explains a little bit more. I, Rabbah, had asked, be'inna de kapolet isur kapolet. So he answers, no. Be'idna de kapolet lo ise le'isur ba'enei. The difference between isur bala and heter bala is isur bala ise le'isur ba'enei. But by heter bala lo ise le'isur ba'enei. The isur is not be'en. What does that mean that the isur is not be'en? So Rashi says, la'olam k'da'amen me'ikara, da'hayna mishum de'bekachim heter bala, u'de'kakashala k'ipolet isur ba'enei. Lo chomer isura, says Rashi, shekashanasa nosar lohavi isur be'ene. When it becomes nosar, the isur is not be'en, the isur is not tangible. Shebesoch dofne akli hoya balua, ume olam lohukar isura. It was balua in the walls of the kli. Me olam, it was never nikar. The isur was never recognizable because it only became osur when it's a blia in the pot. So therefore, somehow that's not a problem. Rav Ashi seems to be saying, according to Rashi, that the key is that even though the Isser is going to be chal on the Bliya, or even though you would think that the Isser should be chal on the Bliya, but since the Isser is not Be'en, there's only a Bliya in the walls of the Kli, the Isser was never Hukar, so therefore it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? What did Rashi it? Rav Ashi says the key is that Be'inna de kapolet lo ise le isur be'enei. The isur is not be'en when it comes out. Okay, it's a bliya. Me'olam lohukar isura. The isur was never nikar. It sounds like Rashi is saying, Rav Ashi holds, that an isur can't be chal on a bliya. Isn't that what Rashi seems to be saying, Rav Ashi is claiming? The isur can't be chal on a bliya. Me'olam lohukar isura. The isur was never nikar, was never recognizable. So therefore, the isur is not going to be chal. I mean, if the isur could be chal on the bliya, so what did we solve here? If the Isser could be chal on the bliya, what's the difference between a case in which it was heter bala, and then the Isser, the Shem Nosa, was chal on the bliya, and then it came out? What's the difference between that case and a case in which you had chazer, you cooked it in a pot, it was nivla be'isser, it was be'en before, and it was nivla be'isser, now the Isser is coming out. It's a bliya Isser in either case, so what's the difference? What is Rashi saying over here? The Isser can't be chal on a bliya? That's what he's saying. That seems to be a little bit strange. Why should that be true? The Isser can't be chal on a bliya. If that's what Rav Ashi is saying, then he's not really answering anything. Because what did the Gemara say before? The Gemara was troubled with Rava's answer. Rava says, Kol yom v'yom nasagiyu l'chaveiro. The bishul of the kachim, constantly being mevashal in the kli of kachim. So the bishul is like a hagola, because it takes out, it sucks out the bliya. So the Gemara was not happy with Rava. The Gemara ended with a kasha against Rava. What's the kasha? Ihochi hagola nami lo liba. You shouldn't even need hagola. Because the bishul itself takes out the Isser, so you shouldn't need Hagola. If Rav Ashi is saying what we think he's saying according to Rashi, that as long as the Isser was never Nikar when it was Be'en, it only can be Chal when it's a Bliya, so that's not going to be a problem because an Isser can't be Chal on a Bliya, so then Ihochi Hagola Nami Loli Boy, why should I need Hagola? Why do I need any Hechsher process? If the Chiddush of Hetera Bola, Rav Ashi and Rav Sheshes are telling us, is that a Bliya that's heter, can't turn it to Isser. Isser can't be chal on a blias heter. So then why should you need Hagola? The Mishnah says you need Hagola. The Chiddush is you don't need Liba, but you should need Hagola. So what is Rashi saying over here? That's kasha number one. We have to better understand this Rashi. Because this is really the crux of the sugya. It's the final word. What is heter Bola accomplishing? Rav Ashi says it's because be'idna de kapola lo isse le'isura be'ene. Vos meintos. What do those words mean? It can't mean what it seems from Rashi to mean, that an Isser can't be chal on a bliya, because if that's the case, then you shouldn't need Hagola either. It's got to mean something else. That's something that we have to work on. Kasha number two. Let's move back in the sugi a little bit. Rava had said what? Rava said, Kol yom v'yom nasagiyo l'chaveru. Now notice, Rabba was troubled with Rav Sheshes. Rabba didn't like Rav Sheshes' response, that hocha eter bala hosam isura bala. Rabba said, Sof sof ki kapalit, isura kapalit. What does it matter that it was heter bala? The reality is the nosa is going to be chal on the bliya, and then the isur is going to come out. How's nosa chal on the bliya? But I did a hagola. The answer is the hagola is not going to be moti the whole bliya because it was nivla yidei ha'esh, right? So Rabba did not like Rav Sheshes' response. So far so good. He thought that hagola is not going to help because sof sof ki kapalit, isura kapalit. But yet, Rabba was not troubled with Rava's response. Rabba didn't ask on Rava, how can you say, Kol yom v'yom nasagiyu l'chaveiro, sof sof ki kapolet isura kapolet. The bishul l'chora, the gi'ul, is no better than a hagola. It's probably worse. It's going to take out even less bliya than a hagola that you completely submerge the kli. So if Rabba asks on Rav Sheshes that sof sof ki kapolet isura kapolet, don't tell me heter bola is different because sof sof ki kapolet isura kapolet. So why was Rabba not troubled with Rava as well? Why did Rabba not say, you Rava want to claim Kol yom v'yom nasagiyu l'chaveiro, that you don't even need Hagola, the Bishul is sufficient. The Bishul is sufficient. And the only kasha the Gemara had on Rava is, Ihochi Hagola nami loli boi. I have a more basic question. Rabba should ask against Rava, what is Kol yom v'yom nasagiyu l'chaveiro, help me, sof sof ki kapalit, isura kapalit. The Gil is not going to remove all of the Isser, it was Nivla Yidei Ha'esh. So what did he accomplish? This kasha is addressed by the Rishonim. The Rashba in the Torah Sabayis in a very, very important piece. The Rashba, do you have a copy of the handout? Thing? The Rashba has a fundamental yesod to try to explain this whole sugya. And this yesod relates to so many issues in Tarovis. It's a very important yesod to put in your back pocket. Let's pick it up from V'nichali in the Rashba. Let's read it together. The Rashba says, V'nichali the hachikomer, the kochim heterabola. What does kochim heterabola mean? He says, kochim heterabola, v'kevin shebisha bo kodem sheyavol idei nosar. since you're mavashal, you see it, it's where the big dot, the diamond, like four lines from before they get wide, the middle wide lines. V'nichali d'hachikam, the kach meterbal, v'kevin shebisha bal kodem sheyovali de nosar, l'chishiyagia zmano li'oschal al mashabol Hashem nosar, kfar niklash v'nechlash ho'iser kol kach al yedei bishul zesheini, ad shelo nishabo ela bela muat. The Rashba says the yisod of kachim is that if you mavashel the kli of kachim that has heter inside of it, before it becomes noser, it's still heter. Kfar niklash v'nechlash ha'iser. The iser, the b'lias iser, is going to be niklash v'nechlash. It's not really iser, it's not even iser yet, but the kachim is going to be niklash v'nechlash through this bishel, and now this is the clincher. He says, v'ein roi lochol shem noser al davar balua muat kozeh. That's the yisod. The yisod is that if you have a terabola, if the belia inside the pot is still mutter, you need the issa to be chal on this belia. But once you do a hagala, or once you're mavashal according to Rava, Rava says you don't even need a hagala, kol yom v'yom nasagil l'chavero. Once you're mavashal in this pot, what you're doing is you're going to weaken the tam habelia. You're going to weaken the taste of the belia in the pot. You're not going to remove it completely, but you're going to make it what we call a tam kolush. It's going to be a weaker tam, a weaker taste. The Rashba says the yisod of this Gemara is that an isser can't take effect on a tam kolush. Of course, isurim can be chal on a bliya. An isser not only can exist on a dover ba'an, on something which is tangible, on a real chaticha de isura, nevela, chazer, etc. Isser can also take effect on a bliya, but it's got to take effect on a tam chazak. If the Bali is only a tam kolish, if it's only a weaker tam, the issur is not going to take effect. That's the yisod of this whole gemara. And the Rashba makes a dimyon to what we talked about yesterday. The Rashba says, "Ukeinian sha'amar le'inyan basa b'chalav v'dagam sha'ala b'kara shemutu la'achlan b'chalav." Not barnat, a friend, right? The Rashba says the same idea as the gemara about nosin tam by nosin tam, a secondary infusion of taste. Dagam sha'ala b'kara, we pass the dagam sha'ala b'kara mutu la'achlan b'kuta. What's pshat? That the ka'ar is a ka'ar shel basar, it has a tam of basar inside of it. So now the tam habasar in the kli that's going to come out into the dogim is a secondary infusion of taste. And the tam sheni is beheter. The tam sheni is still beheter because it's going into something neutral. If it were to go directly into the chalav, obviously that's a problem. If you cook chalav in a keder of basar, there's no question that that's basar b'chalav, that's going to be asr. Even though you'd say, well, but it's nosin tam by nosin tam. No, but it's what we call tam sheni be'isr. Nosen tam bar nosen tam means that if the tam sheni was beheter, meaning it went into something beheter, that's the secondary tam. That's our secondary infusion of tam that we paskin, that that's mutter. So if it goes into the fish is a davar that's neutral. It's neither basa nor chalav. So that we paskin, dagam shalav bakara mutter la'achlam bakutach, certainly ola bakara, maybe even izbash, we talked about the machlokas rishonim. What's this idea? Nosin tam bar nosin tam. So what did it's nosin tam bar nosin tam? It's a secondary tam. Bar nosin tam is like the son of the first tam. Secondary infusion of tam. So what did it's secondary infusion? Like father, like son, right? A secondary infusion should be the same as the father. What does it matter? Zok the Rashba, no. Mishum dekevan shetam abasa shekoltu adogim min ha-ka'ara niklash v'nechlash kol kach kodem sheyavali dey yisibasa b'cholav. What's not barnat? The tama basar that the fish absorbed was niklash v'nechlash. It's a weaker tam. It's a tam sheni beheter. It's a weaker tam. It's so weak before the isser of basar b'chal could possibly be chal, because the only isser of basar b'chal could be chal when you put the dog in with the kutach. The kutach is the milchik adip. But you haven't done that yet. The tam in the fish is already weak when it first comes into the fish. She'eino roi likore basa b'chalav alachol alav isa basa b'chalav. Now it's no longer strong enough that the isa basa b'chalav should be chal on it. That's the yisod. The yisod of hetera bala and the yisod of nosin tam b'nosin tam zok the Rashba is the zel b'zach. It's the same thing. The yisod is that an iser can be chal on a belia, it can be chal on an absorption in a pot, but it can't be chal on a tam kolish. It can't be chal on a weaker tam. So if you have some way to engineer that the tam should become weak, so then the issa is not going to be chal. Hetera bala, if the item was only nivla beheter, and then you do hagala, or according to the Rashba, according to Rava, if you do a bishul, that weakens the tam hadover. And once the tam is weakened, if it becomes a tam kolish, then the issa is never going to be able to be chal on that tam. Moshalakach, naparnat. Nosantam by nosantam also is a case in which you have hetera. Basar b'chalav is also hetera bala. The tam ha-basar, it starts off as hetera bala, then it becomes iser. It starts off as hetera bala because the basar is nivla into the kedera. If you cook that, if you cook chalav in that kedera, you have a big problem because that's tam sheni b'iser. The tam hasn't weakened yet. The tam can only weaken if it's nivla as a tam sheni into something neutral. If it's nivla as a tam sheni into something neutral and it's been weakened before the other min, before the min hachalav comes into play, so then the yis is not going to be chal. The yis of basar b'chalav can't be chal because it's already weak. Now, how does the Rashba answer the kasha that we asked? The Rashba is explaining Rava. Rava says kol yom v'yom nasagiu lachavero. Explains why by kachim hagol is sufficient. Or better yet, Rav even says you don't even need hagol. Bishul is sufficient. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Why do you need hagol? Bishul is sufficient. So the Rashba says, what's Rav saying? Rav is saying that now it becomes a tam kolush through the bishul, and once it becomes a tam kolush, so then the iser is not going to be chal. So how does that answer the kasha that we asked? We asked why was Rabba okay with Rava. Rava wasn't bothered with Rava, the kol yom v'yom nasagil lachavero, but he asked against Rav Sheshes that how can you say hetera bola solves the problem ki kapolit yisura kapolit. What's the difference? What's the difference between hetera bola and kol yom v'yom nasagil lachavero? Chor, they're exactly the same. Why is one better than the other? Rava was troubled with Rav Sheshes' response. Rav Sheshes said hetera bola is different. So Rabbi said, how can a terebola be different? Hashta kikapolit, yisura kapolit. And frankly, the Gemara thought that according to Rava, Hagolah should also have worked. Hagolah should also have worked. It's just that Rava is being mechadesh that no, Bishul works. Bishul can work as well. Why did Rabbi feel that heterebola is a problem? The answer of a terebol is a problem, and kol yom v'yom nasagiyu lachaver was somehow better. What was different about what Rava was saying? We understand the yesod of Rava, but how does that really answer the kasha completely? If bishul, according to Rava, if kol yom v'yom nasagiyu lachaver works to weaken the time of the b'liya, so then hagala should also work to weaken the time of the b'liya. So why did Rabba feel that Rav Sheshes wasn't answering anything? By saying Hagol is sufficient because it's Hetera Bola? Rava had to come on to call Yom V'yom Nasagil Lachavero. Why? According to the Rashba, Hetera Bola, Hagola should work. Hagola weakens the Bliya. And once it weakens the Bliya, then the Yisr can't be Chal on that Tam Kolosh. So everything should be fine. What is Rabbi saying? So ki kapolit, yisura kapolit. Well, what's the? We still have to finish the job. So the final word, and this is the yesod in the whole sugya, is that you have to know when the hagola is being done. When the hagola the Mishnah is talking about, which probably is just Mariko Shtifa, when is this Mariko Shtifa taking place? There's an old machlokas we've shown him as to when this Mariko Shtifa is taking place, and that really is the maftach of the whole sugya over here. The Rambam, Minuchas Maisa Karbonis, in Perek Ches, has a very interesting shita. The Rambam there in Perek Ches, Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam writes, Kol ha-kelim she-mishtamshim behem b'kotshim al-yedei chamin, behem b'kotshim kotshim, behem kotshim kalim, tu'unim riku shtifa ekev achila. The Rambam says, Mariku shtifa is done, the gzeres ha-kosin, that you're supposed to do Mariku shtifa on kelim of kotshim, ekev achila, immediately after eating. And the Ravid asks on the Rambam, I don't understand. The Gemara in Zvachim Adav Tzadi Zayin Amad Aleph says that Mamtin Le Kolzman Achila V'Hodar. After that, you do Mariku Shtifa. What's the Loshon of the Ravid? What's the Loshon of the Gemara? I don't have it with me. Oh, I have the Ravid in the Rambam. Just one second, please. Lo Yodati Mahu Ekev Achila, the Ravid says. Avakach Amru Chacham, this is what the Chacham says. Mamtin Kolzman Achila V'Hodar Ovid Le Mariku Shtifa. Mamtin calls man achila. Doesn't that sound like you do Mariko Shtifa after this man achila is over? Correct the Ravid? So the Ravid says the Mariko Shtifa is supposed to occur after the Bliya becomes Nosa. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is after it becomes Nosa, then you do Mariko Shtifa to be Marshal the Kli. The Rambam assumes that the Mariko Shtifa is occurring before it becomes Nosa. Ekev achila, immediately after the achila. The Ravid and Rov Rishonim assume, no, it's occurring after it becomes Nosa. And he says that's what the Gemara in Zvachim assumes, because Gemara has a Lashon Mamtin like Kolzman Achila. You look at Tosfos there, and that's Sadi Zion. He has two different Gersos in the Gemara. It's not so clear, but the Rabbi says the our Gersos says Mamtin like Kolzman Achila. Sounds like the Merikush Tif is occurring after it becomes Nosa. The Rashba, Rabbi Osai, is probably taking the approach of the Rabbi. The Rashba assumed like the Rabbi, when does this Merikush Tif occur? The Merikush Tif occurs after it becomes Nosa. And if the Merikush Tif occurs after it becomes Nosa, now we can understand Rabbah. Rabba was in trouble with Kol Yom Yom Nasagiyo Lachavero because the Bishul is occurring before the Bliya becomes Nosa. But Rabba thought when Rav Sheshes answered that since Kochim is Hetera Bola, Hagola sufficient, what's that Hagola? Mariku Shtifa. So Rabba asks, how can Mariku Shtifa be sufficient? Mariku Shtifa is like the Ravid, it's occurring after the Bli already became Noser. So what that it was Nivla Beheta? But the Bli already became Noser before the Hagola is being done. So if the Bli became Noser before the Hagola is being done, so ki kapolit, isura kapolit. You can't say it's already a Tam Kolish like the Rashba explains. The Rashba says that Hetera Bola is better than Isura Bola because it makes the Tam into a Tam Kolish, and then the Isur is not going to be able to be Chal on that Tam. Rabba may have felt that's not going to work if you're doing Hagalah because Hagalah means Mariku Shtifa, and Mariku Shtifa is occurring after it became Noser. So if it became Noser, if the Isur was already Chal on the Bliya, even if it becomes a Tam Kolish after that, it's still going to be Aser. Sov ki kapalit, Isura kapalit. You are going to be Maflit Isur from this Kli. Aye, but it's only a Tam Kolish. No, it became a Tam Kolish after it became Aser. And if it became a Tam Kolish after it became Aser, then the Isur already was Chal, and the Isur is not going to leave just because it became a Tam Kolish. Isur can become a Tam Kolish. Isur can't be Chal on something that's already a Tam Kolish, but it can remain on something that becomes a Tam Kolish. But Rava was better than that, because Rava, Kol Yom Yom Nasagiyo Lachavero, Rava's assuming that the Bishul is going to be Maklish the Tam Hadavar before it becomes Aser. That's why Rava was in trouble with Rava, because he says if the Bishul is going to work before the Tam becomes Aser, so then we can understand why the Issa is not going to be Chal on that Tam, because it's already a Tam Kolish, and that's why he was in trouble with Rava. This is how to understand the give and take in the Gemara based on the Rashba's understanding of Rava. So I think we can fit Rav Ashi into this equation as well. Maybe what Rashi is telling us, Bedas Rav Ashi, is not so much that an Isser can't be Chal on a Bliya, but an Isser can be Chal on a Bliya. That's not the issue. The issue is an Isser can't be Chal on a Bliya, that's a Tam Kolish. That's what he's really saying. What Rashi is telling us is, since me'olam lo hukar isuro, since the isur was never hukar before it became a tam kolosh, but yet, since the bliya was never hukar before it became a tam kolosh, so now the isur is not going to be chal. What's the lashon of Ravashi? The be'ina de kapolit isura kapolit, be'ina de kapolit lo isay li isur be'ene. What does it mean, lo isay li isur be'ene? So we thought it meant, well, the thing is only a bliya. So if it's only a bliya, Isser can't be chal in it. No, maybe the Pshat in Rashi is that the Isser is not be'en, it's not betokfo, it's not in its strength. The Tam is a Tam Kolosh already. The Isser was never hukar. The Isser is chal on a bliya that's Kolosh, a bliya that's weakened. Because the Isser is only trying to be chal on a bliya that's already weakened, it's not going to take effect. Maybe that's after all, what Ravashi had in mind. So it comes out really, Rava and Ravashi are not really arguing here, right? Both Ravashi and Rava are working with the same idea. They're both working with the same idea that an Isser can't be Chal on a Tam Kolosh. What's the whole Machlokas Samarayim over here? What's the Machlokas? You know what the Machlokas is? The Machlokas really is, when does the Mariku Shtifa take place? Rava thought Mariku Shtifa by Kachim is going to take place after Zman Isser, after the Noser is already Chal. That's why Rava thought that Hetera Bola by itself is not going to help you. You need Kol Yom B'Yom Nasagiyo Lachavero to tell me that it's only going to be a Tam Kolosh. Because if you're going to wait for the Mariku Shtifa, it's already going to be an Isser, right? The Tam is already going to be Osir, so even if it becomes a Tam Kolosh, you're not going to help anything. Ravashi responded, no, you got it all wrong. Be'idna de kapolet lo isei le'isura be'enei. You don't have the right shot in when Mariku Shtifa is occurring. Mariku Shtifa is occurring kodem zman Isser. Ravashi is a Rambam man, so to speak. Right? The machlokas rishonim is really a machlokas amaraim. Rav Ashi really is assuming, like the Rambam, that the Mariku Shtif is occurring before the Isser Ischal. If it's occurring before the Isser Ischal, the same solution that Rava had with Kol Yom V'Yom Nasagil L'Chavero, Rav Ashi is suggesting with the Mariku Shtif itself. As long as it occurs before the Noser Ischal, it'll weaken the Bliya, it turns it into a Tam Kolosh, and then the Isser is not going to be Chal. This is, in fact, how the Rashash and Asugya and the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva explain the whole Machlokas HaMaroyim. Rav Ashi assumed, like the Rambam, Rav Ashi assumed that the Mariku Shtifa really is occurring before the Isser Noser can be Chal. So this Mariku Shtifa, this Hagola, is going to weaken the Tam that's Balua in the Kli. If it weakens the Tam, now it's only a Tam Kolush, so then the Isser is not going to be Chal. That's why he thought Hetera Bola really is a good answer. And Rabba and Rava were troubled. Rabba and Rava thought that the Mariku Shtifa, like the Rov Rishonim, like the Raivin and the Rashba, Mariku Shtifa is going to occur Dafka after the Baliyah becomes Nosa. And if it occurs Dafka after the Baliyah becomes Nosa, so then the Hagolah is not going to help. It's not going to be Mata, because you have your Tam Ha'isser, even though it's a Tam Kolush. That's why Rav introduced Kol Yom V'Yom Nasagil L'Chavero, that the Bishul that occurs Taka before the Nosar, the Bishul will solve the problem, because the Bishul will turn the Tam into a Tam Kolish, and then the Yisr is not going to be Chal. So it basically comes out that everyone is agreeing about the Yisod. The Yisod is really Hetera Bola. Hetera Bola changes everything, and then Hagola will work to be Machshir the Kli, even if it was Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, Hagola will work to be Machshir the Kli, because it turns the Tam into a Tam Kolosh, and then the Isser can't be Chal. The Machlokas Amaroim here in the Gemara is just when does the Mariku Shtifa occur? If the Mariku Shtifa occurs after the Shem Noser is Chal, so then your whole Hetera Bola Svar is not going to accomplish anything. Hetera Bola only works if you're going to do the Hagol, if you're going to do the Bishul before the Zman Isser, before the Isser can be Chal. If you're going to do it afterwards, it's not going to help anything. So the whole Machlokas is when is the Hagol taking place? If you assume Mariku Shtifa is taking place after the Zman Isser, so then it's not going to help if you assume it's taking place before. So just like the Bishul will accomplish something, it will accomplish that it weakens the Tam of the Bliya, so too Hagolah is going to weaken the Tam of the Bliya as well. Okay? So it comes out, even though some Rishonim could paskin like this Amora and some Rishonim could paskin like that Amora, they're not really arguing Lemaisa for us. We're not talking Kodshim. We're going to talk Chulin. We're going to try to figure out, does Hetera Bola change anything? Everyone might agree that Hetera Bola really will change everything, and even something that's Nivla Yidei Ha'or can come out with Hagola, because we're going to do Hagola before the Isser is Chal. Right? We're always going to do Hagola. We'll give examples of Hetera Bola and Chulin in just a moment. But we're always going to do Hagola before the Isser is Chal. As long as you do Hagola before the Isser is Chal, everyone's going to admit that that's okay. Because if you do Hagola before the Isser is Chal, it'll be Maklish the Bliya, it weakens the Tam that's embedded in the Kli. And then, even if the Tam is going to come out, it's not going to come out as an Isser, because Isser can't be Chal in a Tam Kolosh. One of the classical examples of Hetera Bola in Chulin that the Poskim talk about at great length is Chometz. Chometz bePesach. What's the status of Chometz that was Nivla into the Kli? Obviously not on Pesach, but before Pesach. If it's Nivla on Pesach, it's clearly Isser Bola. It's Osir, it's an Isser Kores even. It's an Isser B'mashu. There's no question that if it's Nivla al Yidei Ha'or on Pesach, you're going to have to use Liban to be Machshir that Kli. But let's say it was Nivla al Yidei Ha'or into a knife, into something, before Pesach. Before Pesach, Chametz is a Dover HaMutter. So you'd imagine that that's called Hetera Bola. So let's say I'm Machshir my Kelim before Pesach. Maybe even if it's Nivla al Yidei Ha'or, I could do Hagola. That's a Shaila that the Poskim discuss, that the Rishonim discuss. This is mentioned in Tosis on the Fayin Vav Amibay is here, as well as in Psochim. Tosis asks Akasha, Astira from the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara Psochim. So the Gemara Psochim says, Sakini de Pischa, the third line of Tosis through Maschal Omar. Sakini de Pischa, Hilchasa Idi Vi Idi Beroschim. You have Sakinim for Pesach, you can do Hagol on them, that's it. So Tosa says, Kosha, the Perkama, the Chulin Kaomar, Gabisakin, Shalov, the Kochavim, Mulabna Ba'ur. The Gemara in Chulin, the first Perek, says that if you have a Sakin that you got from a non Jew, you need Liban on that. So it's Dachastira. The Gemara Psachim says that Sakini de Pischa, presumably Nishtamish Bo Al Yidei Ha'or, and nevertheless Hagol is enough, and yet in Chulin it says that you need Liban. So how could that be? Tosa gives two answers. The first answer Tosis gives, he says, Lekach nira bevadai. Let's skip a little bit. V'hod psachim demash v'nesagi v'roschon haino lefi shebola hetera. Psachim is different. The reason why Hagolah is sufficient is because it was nivla behetera. Av b'sakinim shalom dekachav and the bali isura bo libun. Sakin shal nachri, you're talking about that it was bolea iser, nevela, chazer, whatever it was. So says Tosis, first answer is there's a chila between hetera bola as opposed to isura bola. And Tosis assumes that chameitz lifnei ha-pesach is hetera bola. So that's why even if it was nivla yidei ha-or, hagol is sufficient. But a sakin shalom dekachavim, since it's nivla be'issa, that's why liban is necessary. So far so good, mamish working beautifully with what we've been saying before. But then he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who says, no, maybe there's a difference between chulin and psachim, that they're talking about two different sakinim. Maybe the sakin, the piskel that the Gemara Psachim is talking about, is sakinim that they didn't use in the fire, they used in boiling water. So that's why hagol is enough. But sakin shalom dekachavim and chulin, they used in the fire, and that's why you need liban. A very simple balabata shetaretz Rabbeinu Tam is giving, right? So why does Rabbeinu Tam give that teretz? Why don't he just say, yeah, it's poshut. Chametz is always a terrible. The question doesn't even begin. Rabbeinu Tam apparently is assuming that chametz is also isura bola, even before Pesach. So that's why he felt that wasn't enough of a teretz. So he had to be madchik. He had to push in that maybe the metzius is different than the two gemaras. Because he apparently assumed that chametz is really isura bola. Why should it be Yisura Bola? It's a Dover Hamuda before Pesach. So there's a famous Ramban in Psachim that says that Chometz is Yisura Bola because Chometz Shmo Olav Kol Hashana. The Ramban says it's always called Chometz the whole year. It has a shame Chometz the whole year. So therefore that's called Yisura Bola. Even though it's Muta to eat, but it has a shame Chometz the whole year, that's called Yisura Bola. What is that? What kind of a concept is that? Chometz Shmo Olav is a Lom Dishaydiya. Chometz Shmo Olav? What's the Ramban saying? So you could say it's called Chometz. That's the Teich Verte in what he's saying. The Rav suggested a somewhat fancier pshat. The Rav thought that maybe Chometz Shmo Olav that the Ramban is saying means that there is a concept of Chometz. There is an Issa Chometz the whole year. There is a context in which Chometz Taka is also the whole year. Do you know what the context is? Kachim. Menachas. Menachas are not allowed to be made out of Chometz, except there are two things that we bring on the Mizbeach that are made out of Chometz. What? The Shtei Alechem and part of the Lachmei Toda. 10 of the 40 Chalas are Chametz. Both the Shtei Alechem and 10 of the Chalas and the Lachmei Toda are Chametz. Everything else that we put on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to put on Chametz. So all of the Karbanos Mincha that we bring on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed. There's a lav. You're not allowed to make them out of Chametz. Zok the Rav, maybe that's what the Ramban was thinking. Interesting approach. That Chametz Kol Hashana Shmo Olav means that there really is a Shem Chometz. This Chometz that you see, it's Taka Chometz, because in the context of the Beis HaMikdash, the Isser Chometz does exist. Not Stam that the thing is called Chometz, but the Isser Chometz really does exist in a different context. So because it does exist in some context, maybe it should be called Yisura Bala, even though Chometz B'Pesach and Chometz in the Beis HaMikdash are not exactly the same, but it really is the same. It's the Zel B'Zach, really. It is Chometz. So because Chametz Shmo Olav Kol Hashana, maybe it should be called Yisura Bola. Rabbeinu Tam seems to be assuming like that. He seems to be assuming Chametz is Yisura Bola. That's why he had to give this second teretz, that maybe the answer to the stira between Chulin and Psachim is that it depends what kind of knife you're talking about. Was it used in the fire? Was it used in boiling liquid? Yes, David.
So would they have to kasher the Mizbeach between the Karbonos?
No, why would they have to kasher the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach is not even a kli. And besides, no one is eating it. No one, right? No one is eating from the Mizbeach per se. You would only have to kasher the kalim that you're going to eat kachim from. Okay? Okay. Now, Tosfos' first answer to this kasha is the chilik between Yisura Bola and Hetera Bola. So it sounds like Tosfos holds of this chilik of Hetera Bola, even Lagabe Chometz Pesach, right? Tosfos seems to say Chometz is Hetera Bola. Rabbeinu Tam seems to take the Ramban's approach that Chametz is Yisura Bola. Well, we find that Tosis goes Lishitasam, Tosis in Avodah Zarah, is Lishitasam on the Amud Aleph, on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Tosis gives another nafkamina to this question as to whether Chametz is Hetera Bola, Yisura Bola. Till now, we've only said basically one nafkamina. The one nafkamina between Yisura Bola and Hetera Bola is that something which is Hetera Bola, so even if it's Nivla Yideh Ha'or, Hagol is sufficient. Right? That's what we've said till now. There's another very important nafkamina that we paskin like as well. That is, let's say you want to kasher a kli b'hagola, a kli shel isser. So how do you do that? You put the kli into boiling water, but let's say it's a big kli that you're putting into another kli. It's a big kli that you're putting into a kli that's just a little bit bigger than that. Do you have to be careful that you'll have 60 times in the water keneged the iser in the kli that you want to kasha? That's the question. Do you have to be careful that there should be 60 times the iser in the water? Why should you have to be careful? Well, it's very important to know, because if you don't have 60 times keneged the iser, what's going to happen? The iser is going to go into the water, and it's not going to be batel, it's not going to be nullified in the water. It's not going to become mutter. So that iser is going to go back into the kli, and it'll remain usser. You still have a blias iser in the kli. What have you accomplished? What have you accomplished? Hagola, the Rishonim explained, the purpose of Hagola is to be mafle, to expel, to extract the blia from the kli. Now it'll be batel in the water, in the boiling water. Once it's batel in the boiling water, even if it goes back into the kli, now it's a blia shelheta going back into the kli, so it's not going to asser. That's how Hechsha works. That's how Hagola works. But if you're being machshir a kli shel iser, and you're not going to have shishim, you're not going to have 60 times of heter in the boiling water, keneged the iser in the kli, so what have you accomplished? The iser is going to go out into the boiling water, and it's going to go back into the kli. What are you going to tell me? What should you tell me? What kind of a nesinas tam is that? Not by not. It's like a secondary infusion of taste, no? You had your first infusion of taste into the kli, you had your secondary infusion of taste into the water. You're even having it's not bar not bar not. It's a grandson. It's a tam shlishi, so to speak, right? The tam went back into the water, and then now it's going to go back into the kli. So what should be the problem here? Why do you need shishim? The answer is, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, not bar not only works by heter, not by iser. We said it today as well. If the whole idea of not bar not is based on what the Rashba writes, that iser can't be chal on a tam kolush, it's only going to work if you have the state of not bar not beheter, tam sheni beheter. Meaning, if your iser is going to be chal on the tam only after it became not bar not beheter, so then it's not going to be chal because tam sheni, because iser is not going to be chal on the tam kolosh. But if your iser was chal before it became not bar not, so it's going to remain lo olam v'ayah. It doesn't matter. You have a grandson, a great grandson, a great great grandson, who cares? It doesn't matter how far it goes. The fact is, any further infusion of taste is going to remain asr, because isser is isser is isser. Isser remains asr, la olam vayed. So that's why you need shishim in the pot, in the boiling water, I should say, keneged, the blia in the pot that you're being machshir, because if not, the isser is going to go into the water, go back into the kli, you haven't accomplished anything. What's the halach when it comes to being magil klei chometz? Let's say you want to be magil, a kli of chometz before Pesach. So that's what Tosus in the Ramaslam Mikana, Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph, addresses. V'hagolas kli ben yomo ein lahagil ela besamach. You should only be magil a kli ben yomo besamach. Let's skip a little bit. The last one on line is chametz. It's about 7 lines down from the beginning of Tosus. Avok kshemagilin klei chametz berev Pesach bedalet shos, the shas heter hi. If you're magil klei chametz erev Pesach within 4 hours, so it's the shas heter before chametz becomes aser, yochol lahagil afilu kli ben yomo, then you can be magil even a ben yomo, even something that has been used within 24 hours, it's still no sin tam l'shvach, but pachos misamach, you could even do it even with less than samach, even less than shishim. Why? The havi not bar not shel heter. It's only not bar not. But it's not bar not shel heter. Hechometz b'ka'ora, umimenu l'mayim, umin amayim chozev v'nivla b'ka'ora, v'adayin akol heter. Everything is still heter. What is Tosus saying? Chometz is really heter abola. Tosus l'shitosam from the Amud Beis. Chometz is a terabola before Pesach. So just like if it's Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, it's still enough to do Hagola because it's a terabola. For the self-same reason, you could be magil such a kli, as long as you do it b'shas heter, right? Do it before Dalet Shos, Erev Pesach, you could be magil such a kli, even if you don't have shishim in the heter of the boiling water. Because it doesn't matter. Even if the tam of the chometz will come out into the water and go back into the kli, you have not barnat the hetera here, not barnat the hetera, will never become asr, because not bar not the heter is a tam kolosh, and a tam kolosh will never become asr. Yisr can't be chal on a tam kolosh. So that's the second important nafkamina that we have for this issue of heter abola. If all you have is heter abola, first of all, if it's nivla yidei ha'esh, hagol is sufficient. And secondly, when you come to be magil the kli, you don't have to be concerned about not bar not the yisr. You don't have to be concerned about having shishim in the boiling water, in the mei hagola. Because even if you don't have shishim and the beliyah of the pot that you're trying to be machshir will not be batel, azma. So what? The fact is, it's only going to be not banat hetera anyway. Not banat hetera, as the Rashba said, is only a tam kolish, and it can't be chal on a tam kolish. Okay.
What would Rabbeinu Tam say about that pre-Pesach hagala?
Rabbeinu Tam would say that that you need shishim. You got it. That's what he would say. If you have shishim, so then even though we treat it as a klisha lisa, you'll be fine. But Tosis holds chametz upesach, chametz lifnei apesach is a terabola. So therefore, even if you don't have shishim, it's fine. You should know there are some rishonim who go even further and who are makel based on heterabola in other cases. I'll just mention one of them. How about a kli cheres? We know normally we're machmer in a kli cheres. If you have an earthenware kli, we know the Gemara Pesachim and the Aflam and the Mabay says the Torah heid al kli cheres and a yotzim yidei dofio la'olam. The Torah was made on a kli cheres that the bliya never comes out forever. So Hagol is not going to help. Liban does work because you're not being mafla the bliya. We pointed out, some Rishonim hold, Liban is really just burning the bliya. It's like putting it back into the kilns. So that's better. But any kind of hechsher process of just taking out the bliya from the kli by kli cheres, l'chor shouldn't work because the Torah says that it's not going to leave forever. It's going to come out slowly but surely. Over time it's going to come out. What's the halacha if you have hetera bola in a kli cheres? Will hagola work? So the Rav quoted Reb Chaim, the Zayda, who wanted to say that you see from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that hagola works by a kli cheres as long as it's hetera bola. Which Rambam? The same Rambam that we quoted before. I quoted the second half of the Rambam, but the beginning of the Rambam says that Mariku Shtifa works by kodshim even by a kli cheres, not only by kli nechoshes. The Pasuk in Parashat Tzav is talking about Nechoshes. Pasuk is talking about Nechoshes. But the Rambam says that there is a mitzvah of Shvira by a Kli Cheres. There is a mitzvah of Shvira. But the mitzvah of Shvira, the Rambam holds, applies only to Klei Shoreis that you cooked that you cooked chatos in. A carbon chatos, a special halacha by carbon chatos. But by all other carbonos, even a kli cheres, all you need is mariko shtifa. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Kli cheres shenizbash lo bo hachatos hanacheles ton shvira bazara. Kli cheres, that you cook chatos in, that needs shvira. Yeah. V'lo b'chadas b'vad, he says in Halacha Yudale, v'lo b'chadas b'vad ala kol ha-kelem sh'mishnam sh'mbehen b'kotshim al yidei chamen, ben kotshim kotshim ben kotshim kalem, t'unim riku shtifa ekev achila, v'chein ha-shpud v'ha-askela magilon ekev achila. The Rambam says that shpud v'askela, you can be magil, that's l'shitoso. The Rambam assumes that you do it ekev achila, so it's a terebola, so then hagol is enough. Hagol is enough. Concludes the Rambam, Ve'enam anichan ad zman achila shniya, Ela kishayashlim lechol yagil hashpud v'ha'askela, V'yemarek v'yishtov akli, Bein klei matchis, Bein klei cheres, Chutz min achatos. The Rambam says that you do mariko shtifa, whether it's nivla yidei cham, nivla yidei ha'esh, Bein klei matchis, Bein klei cheres, chatos is a special halacha. So chatos, you cook chatos in a klei cheres, then it needs shvira. If you cook or you roast any other kachim with a kli cheres, so mariko shtifa is enough. Zokter b'chaim, what do you see from this Rambam? That if you have hetera bola, so then even in a kli cheres, hagol is going to work. Hagol is going to be machshir even in a kli cheres. In fact, you see even more than that. You see, not only will hagola work in a kli cheres, but even this hagola coming to be machshir a bliya that was nivla yedei ha'esh, hagola is going to work. Which is a chiddush unto itself, a double chiddush in the Rambam almost. Right? First of all, even stam hagola. Normally we assume that if it's nivla yedei chamin, so hagola works except by kli cheres. But to say that Hagolah will work even if it's Nivla Yedei Ha'esh, that's Gor Chiddush. But the Rambam is willing to say that Chiddush as well. And the Ravid argues, the Ravid says, by Kli Cheres? Hecham Matzinu? Mariko Shtifa is going to work by Kli Cheres. How could that be? So you see how powerful this concept of Hetera Bola is. The Shoel in Tshuva Subkiva Eger in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Tes also wanted to suggest that Hagolah should work by Kli Cheres, by Heter Bola. Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself is not so sure that that's correct. He actually rejects him in the end. He's not so sure that that should be correct. But you see clearly, Reb Chaim understood that the Rambam certainly held that if you only have Heter Bola in a Kli Cheres, Lachara, Hagolah really should work. So you see, Heter Bola is a very, very powerful concept. That it will tell me that even if something is Nivla Yidei Ha'esh, Hagolah is sufficient. It will tell me that when you're being magil the Kli, there's no concern that there should be shishim in the water and the mehagola keneged de bliya. And it will also tell me that even though normally by a kli cheres we assume hagola is not going to work, but maybe when it comes to heter bola, hagola will work even by a kli cheres. Okay.